Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our city council meeting. I ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Here.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Here.
Councilmember Sears.
Here.
Councilmember Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Here.
Councilmember Ward.
Here.
And Councilmember Wertz is absent.
Thank you. We will go straight to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the city council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the city council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the city council to the chief administrative officer or city clerk if action is needed.
Thank you. Do we have anyone wishing to speak this evening?
Mayor and council, there are no public comments at this point in time.
Great. Thank you, David. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, then all in favor of consent agenda, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Go to unfinished business, Bill 10905.
Mayor and council, this is an ordinance granting a special use permit for outdoor dining and approving the site plan at 150 West Argonne Drive and adjacent yard area, Four Hands down by the station, subject to certain conditions.
All right. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Yes.
Councilmember Sears.
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey.
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes.
Councilmember Ward.
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10906.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the provisions of the Municipal Code, Chapter 25, Zoning and Subdivision, regarding revisions to the minimum number of required off-street parking spaces for educational institution, preschool and K-12.
All right. Questions or comments? Councilmember Ward.
If Mr. Raich could remind us of the impact this would have on the Kirkwood High School project.
So the text amendment proposed actually for the current proposed Kirkwood High School project does not change from what's in the code today because we would be parking the addition of the classrooms, which is what I'm told is will be 15 total classrooms. And the rate as it sits today before, whether regardless of where the vote goes tonight, is that it requires six spaces per classroom plus X per the assembly area. What this amendment is doing is saying six plus classroom or assembly area. Since they're not changing anything from with the assembly area today, if they applied, it would be 90 parking spaces for 15 classrooms. If it passes tonight, tomorrow, it'll be 90 spaces for 15 classrooms. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Sure.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Yes.
Councilmember Sears.
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey.
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes.
Councilmember Ward.
Yes.
Bill passes. Go to new business, Resolution 113, 2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a site lease agreement between the City of Kirkwood and Dish Wireless, LLC.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Have a second?
Second.
All right, motion and second. Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Yes.
Councilmember Sears.
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey.
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes.
Councilmember Ward.
Yes.
Bill, resolution passes. Resolution 114, 2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution amending and readopting the City of Kirkwood city fee schedules.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Resolution passes. City Council reports. Anyone have anything to report? Councilmember Gibbons?
I just wanted to thank all of you for signing on to the letter regarding the second train for Amtrak, and that letter's going to be going to the governor tomorrow. Kirkwood had was one of two municipalities with the most folks that signed on with support, so thank you very much. I will tell you that the governor's office apparently called MoDOT to discuss the Amtrak funding, so I think we're making a little bit of an impact, so fingers crossed.
Great. Thanks for all you're doing on it, too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, sure. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you, the SBD, the wine walk was sold out, very successful, and they are going to be donating $6,000 to Operation Food Search, so I think that's a great thing. Their holiday walk and their there was something else recently. Both of them were really, really successful. And then, they've had a little trouble with graffiti. Two incidents of graffiti, but they've caught the person. So hopefully that will be the end of any additional graffiti.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else from this side? All right. Anything on this side? All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have nothing to report here, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
Nothing to report, Mayor.
City Clerk report.
I have nothing to report, Your Honor.
City Clerk report. Say that again, Your Honor. Yeah. I like that Your Honor part. I just wanted to hear that again. All right. With that, next meeting, the City Council will be 2 weeks from tonight, 7 p.m. on December 16th. This meeting is adjourned.